Welcome to the September 29th, 2013 Armed American Radio National Broadcast. I'm Mark Walters. Fun stuff. Neil McCabe joined me from Capitol Hill, our man on the Hill. Neil, of course, is the Guns and Patriots editor over at conservative website humanevents.com, and he is a fan favorite. You'll find out why. He stuck with me for all 3 hours. Together, we were visited by the black man with a gun, the Reverend Ken Blanchard. Always a blast to have Ken on the show. Paul Vallone from Grassroots North Carolina. Carolina joined us. Also, Frank Harris, our good friend from Car Arms. Frank is Car Arms Vice President of Sales and Marketing. David Kodria, the Mad Ogre George Hill, and a surprise call from famed trainer Rob Pincus. It was a lively discussion. Enjoy the program. And if you can make it Saturday, October 5th, come down to the Lake Mary, Florida. That's the Orlando area. Gander Mountain Academy, our great sponsor, Gander Mountain, will be hosting the CCW Expo. I'll be there. Rob Pincus will be there signing our books. Michael Martin will be there signing his book, and Ken Murray will be there signing his book. Come out and meet us, won't you, at Gander Mountain, Saturday, October 5th. I'm Mark Walters, and I'll see you on the radio.
Filling your prescription for freedom and giving you a voice every week. This is Armed American Radio, coming to you from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Now, here's Mark Walters.
See, we're just now getting into a roll here. This is Armed American Radio. I'm Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom wherever you live across America. Kansas, big signal out there. Louisville, WGTK. Intelligent Conservative Talk, 970 AM. Welcome to the show. It is a real pleasure to have you tuned in, filling your prescription for freedom. Your doctor has written you a three-hour dose every week, and that's a beautiful thing.
That's a big station.
Yeah, it's a pretty good-sized station there. Got a big old healthy signal
over
there.
Yeah, that's a blowtorch right there.
A blowtorch. Not a blowtorch, but it's a good one. Hey, here's another one really good. Lots of fun. Just did a couple promos for these cats a couple days ago. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and this is News Talk 1600 KNWA, Harrison, Arkansas. Getting up close up to Mountain Home, 97.1 up there in Mountain Home, Arkansas. One of our first affiliates.
Yeah, they were.
4 years ago. Rocking and rolling with Armed American Radio, and we've just exploded all around them and just kind of ballooned out all over the country. And we really appreciate all of those folks. It's great to have you here filling your prescription for freedom. Lots to talk with you about. I'm reminded every week whenever something new pops up. Do you really think you're going to have enough to talk about guns?
You could do an everyday show and have more than enough.
We don't have enough time. We can only scratch the surface. We bring you one of the best guest lineups in the country, no question about it, to talk about this topic. One of them is joining me right now, and that's Neil McCabe. Neil McCabe with humanevents.com, one of the hottest conservative sites on the net. And Neil, as you know, Sean, is the editor of the Guns and Patriots section.
Yes.
Of said humanevents.com. Neil McCabe, welcome. It's always a pleasure to have you here. I love your insight.
It's great to be with you guys.
Hey, you know, Shonto went to the Gun Rights Policy Conference. Neil, you and I were unable to attend. We both had some personal issues. That we just simply couldn't make it there. But Shonto was there, and he sent back some video footage, and what we're going to do is talk with him at some point next week. Neil, we might even bring you back in to discuss some of the upcoming events that we have to look out for that you talk about in Guns and Patriots all the time. Sean, you want to give us a quick update? Do we have to keep toothpicks under our eyes, as I say?
Yes. Ooh. We have to keep toothpicks under our eyes, and we have to also get our message across. You know, Charles Heller was on here a couple of weeks ago talking about how we have to reach out to everybody about the Second Amendment and about what we're trying to achieve, because once we do that, we fight the anti-gunners with facts and a conversation.
Well, Neil, that's right on the money. It's facts that matter, and the facts are on our side.
Mm-hmm. Well, the facts are on our side, but also emotion is very important. And, frankly, you look back at the 2012 election, I think there's a lot of people who in their brain understood that Romney was the better choice, but they went ahead and voted for Obama just because something in their heart or something emotionally told them that they either liked Obama as a person or they just hated Romney. Like there was an I think there's a lot of people who intellectually will agree with Second Amendment people, but something emotionally, it's a battle that we're not always winning.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? It's a losable battle.
Oh yeah,
and we could lose this fight.
Yeah.
Oh, and it's like you think it's easy to pass a law. Well, how easy do you think it is to overturn a law? I mean, you see what people are going through with recalls and everything else.
Right.
This is supposed to be in the Constitution. There's not even supposed to be a conversation about this, about gun rights in America, frankly. And you know, I was hoping, Mark, that you would tell people that you're trying to put yourself out of business, you know, so that this isn't even necessary.
Well, but, you know, I mention on the show on a regular basis, and I'll say it here now, the debate over the Second Amendment, in my view, ended 222, almost 223 years ago, December 15th, 1791, when the Bill of Rights was ratified. The debate ended then. The only reason, and this is, you know, I'm going to bring my next guest in to talk about this, Neil. Ken Blanchard, host of Black Man with a Gun. Reverend Ken Blanchard, founder of Blanchard Chapel of North Beach, Maryland. Maryland embroiled in a massive fight right now, similar to what happened in Colorado because of a Democrat Governor O'Malley, who has, according to the media, presidential aspirations. Go ahead, O'Malley, run on gun control. Love to have you in there running on gun control. Reverend Ken Blanchard, welcome to the show.
Man, thanks for having me.
It is always a pleasure to have you here. There's so much to talk about with you. There's so much to talk about. Let's go back to what I was just saying about the debate ending, and let me get your opinion. I had this conversation with Emily Miller on the air and off the air, as well as a number of other people who have appeared on the Piers Morgan Show. Okay?
All right.
My position on this, I make no bones about this. Give it up. Don't waste your time. The only reason there is a debate in the eyes of the media with Piers Morgan is because people like me and you continue to go on his show and give him credibility that he hasn't earned. His show's ratings are in the toilets. He's using you to get ratings. If we quit talking to him, we shut that portion of the debate down. And I understand, like Emily said, her response to me was, no, I get it. I know why you feel that way. But what do you think about that, Ken?
Well, I was one of those guys that I got the call, and they said, we're going to bring you up to New York. How about that? It'd be just a great trip up here, and Piers wants to talk to you. And I said, oh, really? Who else is on the panel? And he said, well, there's going to be four people that are against you and you and Piers. And I thought, that's what I thought. No, I'm not going.
Well, Neil, I have to ask you this question, and you write about this stuff every single day. The debate ended. And do we not, how do I phrase this the right way? Are we not becoming part, are we not creating more of an issue and creating a problem by continuing to give people like Piers Morgan a platform by letting ourselves? When Ted Nugent goes on the show, it pained me. All he was doing was bringing ratings to Piers Morgan. Yep. Piers Morgan is not interested in having an honest discussion, and we know that. Your thoughts?
Well, I agree with you with two things. One, having Ken on the show would definitely put Piers Morgan's ratings through the roof. And the second thing is that if you think Piers Morgan is going to be fair, you're out of your mind.
Right. Of course.
I mean, look at what he did to Larry Pratt, mm-hmm. who is one of the great statesmen, not just in the gun rights community, but in American politics. Larry Pratt is in the Pantheon, and that Piers Morgan could just treat him so poorly. And you know that they're going to cut up the tape, and they're going to release it on YouTube, and they're going to release it in the Huffington Post,
sure.
and make conservative guests look like fools.
Yeah.
Why would we bother going on the program then? Is it you know, Emily came on and made a very cogent, her response was eloquent. I think I have a responsibility, and I'm wondering whose mind are you trying to change when we go on a program like Piers Morgan and talk to them? I believe personally that we just enough already.
Yeah.
Look, those people aren't welcome on my show, Reverend Ken Blanchard, for a reason. I'm sick of talk. They get all the airtime they can ask for.
Exactly.
That's
why I didn't go. I did it on purpose, and I knew you're not going to make a circus out of me. I've done that with Al Sharpton, and before his show went off the air, they must have played my clip with him six times in the year because it was the strongest pull.
Tell me a little bit about that.
back in 2006, he had a show called Sharp Talk.
Yeah.
And it was in Flatbush, New York, set in an old barbershop. And they had actors acting like they were getting their hair cut and barbers cutting their hair. And they had chairs set up. And it was Al Sharpton, me, Mothers Against Guns of New York's president, and some rapper that didn't make a record yet. And
it's a lot of them, thank God.
it was 2 hours of grilling, and they would flash really bad statistics all over my head and scroll down below me and show pictures doing the arguments. Man. And I held my own. At the end of the 2 hours, I think they only showed about an hour of it, but when the Reverend Al left the screen, his staff, the whole cast, and everybody gave me a standing ovation. And they said, dude, you held it down for 2 hours with Reverend Al. He said, we couldn't say that while he was here, but kudos to you, dude. And I thought, man, I am sweating on the inside. Y'all can't tell. I'm cool for 2 hours, but I was like, woo, that was brutal, man.
I'm sure it was. But, no, that's absolutely awesome. Here's my motto. You cannot argue with dishonesty, and you cannot argue with stupidity. And if you are trying in any way to argue with any combination, Neil, of both of those, you are best off leaving the argument on the table smiling.
I'll tell you what else you can't argue. You can't argue with someone who's editing the video or audio.
That's the whole point.
It's the editing. You know, I did an interview on Russian TV, RT. You know, I spoke to them for 20 minutes. They used 30 seconds.
I've done the same interview with the young lady on Russian TV, RT Television News, multiple times, and the same thing happens. Ladies and gentlemen, Neil McCabe from Guns and Patriots, humanevents.com, and the black man with a gun, Reverend Ken Blanchard. When we return, nationwide, filling your prescription for freedom, Armed American Radio continues.
Even in a clear-cut case of self-defense, a single bullet could cost you more than you think. As a responsible American, you shouldn't have to fear unjust prosecution for using your gun in self-defense. That's why the USCCA Self-Defense Shield is here for you. The most comprehensive insurance-backed protection to help you take control and eliminate the threat of legal and financial ruin when you're forced to defend your loved ones. As a USCCA member, your Self-Defense Shield coverage will give you up to $600,000 to help you get the expert defense you deserve. This member benefit is backed by an A-rated insurance company. Your membership also includes a subscription to Concealed Carry Magazine, all for as little as $12 per month. Your membership is 100% risk-free thanks to our bulletproof 365-day money-back guarantee. Visit carry123.com to learn more and get a free 24-page concealed carry guide. Visit carry123.com and take control today. That's carry123.com.
The Galco SC2 is the perfect concealed carry holster for all seasons. The SC2 is lightweight and comfortable with a snap-on design that allows the holster to attach and detach from your belt without removing the belt itself. Constructed of premium saddle leather, the SC2 utilizes a reinforced thumb brake strap for added retention. Check out the Galco SC2 for semi-automatics and double-action revolvers. Galco, for those who demand the best and know the difference. To order, visit galcogunleather.com.
Ever wish you could find a concealed carry holster that allows wearing the clothing of your choice with absolutely no restrictions on body movements? A concealed carry holster that provides such deep concealment that no one will know you're carrying unless you tell them. The world-famous Smart Carry Holster does just that while providing complete invisibility, total comfort, and freedom of movement even when carrying a full-size handgun. Make your gun disappear in total comfort today. Visit smartcarry.com now.
Armed American Radio has joined forces with Gander Mountain and Gander Mountain Academy Firearms Training Centers. Gander Mountain is America's largest retail network of outdoor supply stores and one of the nation's largest retailers of firearms and shooting supplies. Staffed with world-class instructors, virtual shooting ranges, indoor live fire ranges, and 180 and 300-degree simulators, Gander Mountain Academy provides the ultimate firearms training experience. For a list of locations, visit gandermountain.com/academy now.
finally, ladies and gentlemen, a 22 Magnum pistol with a 30-round capacity magazine. You heard me right. The Kel-Tec PMR-30 is a lightweight, full-size pistol chambered in 22 Magnum with a double-stack magazine. With a crisp single-action pull and fiber-optic sights, the Kel-Tec PMR-30 is perfect for small game or target shooting. To see it for yourself, visit KelTecWeapons.com. That's KelTecWeapons.com, K-E-L-T-E-C, weapons.com.
Old Faithful holsters, designed to be as reliable as their Yellowstone National Park namesake. Made from the highest quality American leather and ultra-strong kydex, we use only the most durable materials available and put our 50-year warranty where our mouth is. Have a gun you'd love to carry but can't find a holster? Purchase one of our holster kits and build it yourself. To purchase a fully assembled holster for your carry gun or to build one yourself, visit oldfaithfulholsters.com now.
Known as a bad-to-the-bone fighter with a rebel soul and a rock and roll attitude, the Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is destined to be a classic. Designer Ernest Emerson says the Roadhouse is one of his best designs ever. Just like a chopped Harley, it's low-slung and ready to roar. It feels like you've just dropped the clutch and it's ready to jump out of your hand. The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is a must-have tactical folder. Visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
This segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by the Gun Owners of America, America's no-compromise gun lobby. Become a member today. Visit gunowners.org. Join them, folks. I did. Welcome back.
Welcome back. Albany, New York, you're tuned in to the Armed American Radio Network. We've got a treat for you. From the TimesUnion.com. This dates back to July of this year. Report about Carr Arms leaving the state of New York. And it starts out with, and I quote, "Business has been good for Rockland County-based Carr Arms, so much so that it plans to expand with a new factory on more than 600 acres. You see, the problem, New York, is that they're expanding in Pennsylvania and not in New York. And I'm going to quote, "One of our big concerns was, okay, the SAFE Act was passed in the middle of the night. You wake up the next morning and boom, that was it," said Frank Harris, Carr's vice president of sales and marketing. "We just felt like, gee, if they can do this, what can they do next? It's not just the SAFE Act, but the uncertainty," Harris said. Frank Harris will be here to talk with me about that move in just a little bit. In about, less than 15 minutes. That will be a fascinating conversation. Somebody who I have tremendous respect for, Frank Harris. He's a friend of mine, and Carr Arms is a great sponsor of Armed American Radio. And Neil McCabe, I'm glad to see them leave New York. Sorry, but it's just kind of the way it is. Your thoughts on that?
Well, of course, they own the Tommy gun, and so the reason why we still have a Tommy gun, and we see that in at the shows and at different places, is because they've done a great job keeping that legendary weapon alive.
Yeah, Thompson. In fact, I have one of those Tommy guns. You know, a funny story about that, Reverend Ken Blanchard. How are you?
I'm doing good, buddy.
I was at the NRA convention a few years ago, and my booth was right across the walkway, the aisleway, from the Thompson booth and the Carr Arms booth. And the Thompson display was right in front of me. And people would walk by, grab the Thompson, turn, and have their photos taken with the Tommy gun, the world-famous Tommy gun. And they had three of them there. They had the military model, the short barrel rifle model, and they have the one that most people associate with the Tommy gun, and that's the big drum magazine, right?
Mm-hmm.
Big
right.
round drum magazine, the gangster gun. So I had a barrel of a Tommy gun pointed at my forehead all day long.
I
felt just like Al Capone, pointed at me for two straight days. So finally, I couldn't take it anymore. I walked over to Frank Harris. I said, "Frank, I have to have one of those." Well, I have one now.
All right.
And it is an absolutely incredible weapon. So I'm looking forward to talking to Frank
about
that.
Hold on, Mark. I don't think you're telling the whole story, because I've seen their booths quite a few times. And I'm guessing there was also some talent over there that grabbed attention.
Thin is in, baby. I'll leave it at that. Google Carr Arms and find it for yourself. Ken Blanchard, let's go over to you.
Speak the truth and shame the devil.
I'm telling you.
I, I'm sorry, Reverend. Maybe I crossed the line.
I love it. You would be correct about that. I'll just leave it at that. But that's not what made me buy the Tommy gun.
Got busted, huh?
You can watch us on IRFnews.com, by the way, and you can see Neil blushing for asking such a silly question. I'll just leave it at that. Ken, Maryland. Let's change the subject real quick. Boy, you're right there. Now, your church is in Maryland?
Yeah, and I've been living there for the last 30 years.
Okay, you have a big problem on your hands come Tuesday, and you have some pro-gun forces in Maryland that are suing the state now for injunctions to stop this ridiculous Democrat-controlled legislature and governor from doing what? What happens on Tuesday?
Man, Tuesday you have to have a handgun qualification license. We're going Chicago-style, talking about the Tommy gun, where you need a FOID card or a firearms ID card, basically. They're saying that you need to have a Maryland State Police qualified training course before you can purchase a firearm. Now, that sounds all good, except for there is no course. There is no,
right.
There's nothing. There's nothing in place. So everybody who wants to have a firearm and hasn't been a not a veteran that doesn't have a DD-214, hasn't previously purchased, they're out of luck. And it's like a gold rush going on. You thought the ammo shortage was bad.
Oh yeah, yeah. You guys,
no handguns to be found.
Yeah, you guys are getting nailed, the Maryland State Police. So, ladies and gentlemen, understand what we're talking about here. And I want you to, if you're driving, if you're not driving, close your eyes. Pay very careful attention to what we're talking about. If you're driving, pull over before you close your eyes, please. We're talking about putting your fingerprints on a piece of paper and submitting to the state police your fingerprints for a permit before you can purchase a gun. Neil, doesn't this fall under the shall not be infringed category?
Well, I you know, it's like we were saying before, you know, it's I'm very nervous about any sort of tampering with constitutional rights. And nowhere in the Constitution does it say that you have to submit fingerprints for any of your constitutional rights.
Right.
So the idea that he would even go there, it's just crazy. And, you know, this guy, O'Malley, the governor of Maryland, he is really running for president. And it's not so much that he's trying to make his state safe. What he's trying to do is he's trying to win the Bloomberg primary,
right,
and get money from Mayor Bloomberg and from other people.
Right.
So it doesn't – it's like, you know, he's basically saying, you know, that the state can be damned. He really – I mean, there's no reason to believe that this is going to make Maryland safer, and there's every reason to believe it's going to make Maryland a more dangerous place, but that doesn't fit into his personal agenda or ambitions.
Well, thank you very much for pointing that out. And I want to let Virginia listeners, you're listening to the broadcast throughout the state as well, and I want to point this out to you. Terry McAuliffe, very dangerous to your Second Amendment rights for the very reason this guy's already had closed-door meetings with Bloomberg. They want to take you down the same road. The problem that the rest of rural Virginia has, and I spent many years living there, graduated college there, know all about southwestern Virginia and the rest of that beautiful state. Northern Virginia is going to pull the strings. Reverend Blanchard, that whole infestation in Northern Virginia, Maryland, the Washington, D.C. area, this is trouble for Virginia now, too, isn't it, with Terry McAuliffe?
Oh, most definitely. That guy has nothing going for him.
He does. He does. He's very squeaky and very greasy. Maybe he can turn that into a living.
I'm hoping that folks just see him for what he is and don't even pull the lever on that guy.
Well, the problem that the people who don't see him, or even the ones that do, Neil McCabe, what's happening is they're voting that ideology blindly. It doesn't matter anymore. We're seeing this happen right now with the Obamacare and the debt ceiling debate. We'll talk about that in the third hour. But they're voting that D without any thoughts to the ramifications. And those are the voters that we have to be afraid of. Isn't that
true? Well, we see in Connecticut, I mean, the largest private industry employer in the state of Connecticut is still the firearms industry.
Right, right.
And the firearms industry in Connecticut is absolutely historic,
right?
You know, and that whole Connecticut River Valley, that I'll include Albany and Springfield, and sort of that Connecticut River Valley is really a remarkable place in the history of American technology, and for you know, for the state of Connecticut to go ahead and do similar laws like we're seeing in Maryland, it's without concern. And when the factories, you know, the gun manufacturers say, we will leave your state, you know, the government just says, the state government says, well, go ahead and leave.
All right, I need you to stay right there. When we come back, Frank Harris from Car Arms will be here. We'll continue that thought with the director of sales and marketing for Car Arms, a gun manufacturer in that area. Reverend Blanchard, thank you so much. We'll talk soon. Armed American Radio continues.
Even in a clear-cut case of self-defense, a single bullet could cost you more than you think. As a responsible American, you shouldn't have to fear unjust prosecution for using your gun in self-defense. That's why the USCCA Self-Defense Shield is here for you, the most comprehensive insurance-backed protection to help you take control and eliminate the threat of legal and financial ruin when you're forced to defend your loved ones. As a USCCA member, your Self-Defense Shield coverage will give you up to $600,000 to help you get the expert defense you deserve. This member benefit is backed by an A-rated insurance company. Your membership also includes a subscription to Concealed Carry Magazine, all for as little as $12 per month. Your membership is 100% risk-free thanks to our bulletproof 365-day money-back guarantee. Visit carry123.com to learn more and get a free 24-page concealed carry guide. Visit carry123.com and take control today. That's carry123.com.
I found a small lump. It just didn't feel right. After a biopsy, I was told that it was cancer.
Last year, Kimalea Conrad was diagnosed with stage 2 breast cancer.
I was devastated. I felt alone. I began praying, God, how do I do this? Where do I do this? Cancer Treatment Centers of America was the place.
At Cancer Treatment Centers of America, faith and spiritual support play an important role in the fight against complex and advanced stage cancer.
When I walk in to CGCA, it feels like a place of life and hope.
Advanced medicine and technology, the warm embrace of the spirit, and the power of prayer. That's Cancer Treatment Centers of America, a national network of 5 cancer hospitals.
I am so grateful and so blessed that I went to the Cancer Treatment Centers of America. I am strong and I am joyous.
If you or a loved one has complex or advanced stage cancer, visit cancercenter.com/faith. Cancer Treatment Centers of America, care that never quits. Appointments available now.
Jay Farner here with Quicken Loans. Here are two simple words that should make you reconsider waiting to buy a home. Buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,350. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.5%, APR 3.65%, that payment could support a $300,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6%, that same $1,350 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $225,000 mortgage. That's $75,000 worth of home that you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Give Quicken Loans a call today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com and maximize your buying power.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I was young and naive, and I found myself with $11,000 of credit card debt, 9 credit cards, and nothing to show for it.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496 to talk to a certified counselor.
And I ended up calling, and the lady on the phone was so nice. And it was really humbling because no one really knows what your financial situation is like. You have to open those doors.
Trinity will consolidate your bills, stop collections calls, wipe out late fees, reduce your interest, and improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
They gave me the right perspective, and they got the ball rolling, which is what I needed. I needed someone to help me get in the right direction.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496. That's 1-800-936-5496. Or visit mydebthasmedown.com.
Hi, I'm Mike Gallagher, and I'm filling my prescription for freedom on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters.
Ooh, that's Mike Gallagher. I love Mike Gallagher. He is my favorite talk radio host, Mike Gallagher. If you want some insight, listen to Gallagher in the mornings, 9 to noon Eastern. Isn't that the right time, Sean?
I believe it is. I have to admit, I'm
just asleep. 8 to 11 Central, 9. Yeah, you work late, 9 to noon. Mike is incredibly insightful.
Have you
And a joy to listen to.
Have you seen him lately?
I have not seen him lately, no. We have not talked. I've been on his show, but not in the recent past couple months.
He was on Fox News, I think about 3 or 4 weeks ago, and he has shaved his head because he's, if some of you may not know, he's acting, and he's doing Daddy Warbucks in a production.
Yeah,
for
he's
Annie.
A stage. He does a lot of stage acting.
Yes, he's actually a good actor.
Yeah, he really is. MikeOnline.com to learn more about Mike Gallagher.
Yes.
And a great conservative, the happy conservative warrior.
Yeah, he is.
You know, ladies and gentlemen, if you are listening to the Armed American Radio broadcast live, wherever you are in the country, use your smartphone, use your computer if you have access to it. Please not while you're driving. Please be safe. We know thousands of you are listening while you're driving down the road, but you can pull over or have your spouse do it or somebody in the car with you. We're going to go another half hour. We've got a Crossbreed Holster Shooters Pack giveaway. Over 90,000 of you have participated, and over 1,600, roughly 1,600 of you are involved in this. 1,600 of you are going to have a chance to win this. We'll be announcing that winner at the top of the next hour, so you have 30 more minutes to get in here. Head over to facebook.com/armedamericanradio. Put your name on, simply like the post and share it. Like the post and share it, and you will be entered for the drawing. The Shooter's Pack consists of an outside-the-waistband leather holster for the gun of your choice by Crossbreed Holsters. A dual magazine pouch carries two magazines for the gun of your choice outside the waistband. Fantastic. And a custom leather gun belt. It's almost a $200 rig setup. Facebook.com/armedamericanradio. You'll see the post up there. Just like it and share it, and you're good to rock and roll, and we'll be announcing the winner. We're going to extend that for another 30 minutes. Head over there, and good luck to you. Tens of thousands of you have participated. Neil McCabe, you still with me?
I am with you, sir.
Take a listen to this. The TimesUnion.com in New York, we mentioned this in the before the previous break. One of our big concerns was, okay, the SAFE Act was passed in the middle of the night. You wake up the next morning and boom, that was it, said Frank Harris, Carr's vice president of sales and marketing. We just felt like, gee, if they can do this, what can they do next? It's not just the SAFE Act, but the uncertainty, Harris said. Frank Harris, good friend of mine in this program and a great sponsor of Armed American Radio, longtime sponsor of Carr Arms, is here to tell us about it. Frank, great to have you here. How are you doing today?
Hey, Mark, great to be on the show.
We were joking about, I got called out. I got that Thompson. I bought a Thompson, you remember, and I got called out by Neil McCabe in the last segment, who said, it wasn't because you had the Thompson muzzle pointed at you during the NRA convention the whole time your booth was there. It was because I've seen what they have in the booths, the marketing, right, Neil? It was alluding to the pretty girls that Carr puts up in the ads?
There's wrong. There's some very attractive women that they have working for them.
Well, thank you. That's our All-American Girl, and we have a new one coming up this year to be revealed around January of 2014.
Ooh, that would be the SHOT Show.
Yes, it would.
Is that when you're going to?
That line. Hold on. I mean, the line at SHOT Show. The SHOT Show is supposed to be like, no consumers. This is all just grown-up merchants. There's a line of like 100 people to get their posters signed and get their pictures taken at that booth. It's really quite the spectacle.
It is. Frank, we won't ask you. We won't ask you to divulge any information live on the air. Let's go over to the SAFE Act in New York. Tell listeners, if you would, where you're based in New York, what happened, and I'm going to turn the mic over to you, and let's hear it from Carr Arms directly.
All right. Well, it's ironic because we were planning to expand in New York State. We have had our corporate office in New York State for many years. And we have a manufacturing plant in Massachusetts, another one in Minnesota, and we have a couple of captive machine shops, in one in Illinois and one in California, that do a lot of work for us. And we were going to buy around 200 acres in New York State, in an area near the Delaware River, about an hour and a half from New York City. We'd been looking at this property for probably close to 2 years, and we were very close to finalizing the deal. There were some existing buildings on the property that we were going to modify for our use, and we were going to bring in 70 to 80 employees over a period of 3 to 4 years. Engineers, manufacturing people, accounting, corporate office, marketing. And we left for the SHOT Show. And on the Monday night before SHOT Show started, they passed the SAFE Act in New York. And we wake up Tuesday morning, and the first thing we heard about was that the SAFE Act was passed. And we didn't know what was in it. And, you know, we're in the middle of a show, so it's not like we can just stop what we're doing and try to figure out what's going on. So, you know, there were a lot of rumors flying during the show of what was in this SAFE Act, and it sounded really bad. And it was, we were shaking our heads, like, no, there's no way it can be this bad.
Right.
You know, like, are you kidding me? You know, as we were hearing tidbits, or, you know, during the show about what was in it. And then when we got back, we started to really look at it and sat down with our lawyers and got their take on it. And it was very bad, very bad for us, especially the part about the fact that manufacturers, dealers, distributors, law enforcement, there was no exemption for anybody in the SAFE Act. They made these laws without any exemptions and without any discussion with any of us. I mean, there's other companies besides Carr in New York State. There's Kimber.
Right.
There's Remington. There's Dan Wesson. A lot of people that do work for firearm companies. And there was never any discussion. So the owner of the company, Justin Moon, decided, well, maybe I'll go across the river and look in Pennsylvania and see what I can find. So he went over the river to Pike County, which was literally just across the Delaware, and we came upon an incredible piece of land. And it was in April. We found 620 acres that had been previously developed to become an industrial park, so there had been some work done on the land, but nothing has been done for 16 years, so it was basically just woods. So we went through more discussions, got a great response from the people in the town, people in the county. Everybody was enthusiastic about us being coming there. We ended up signing a deal in, I think it was the end of April. We signed a contract for the land. And since that time, we have met with the governor and his staff twice. We've already met with them twice. And that's in the course of, what, 4 months?
Right.
And we have never had a phone call from the governor or anyone on his staff from New York State.
All right, can I
They really don't care.
Apparently not. And let me give you a quote from the governor, or from one of the governor's representatives, if I can find this here, where they were referring, oh, here it is, the SAFE Act keeps assault weapons out of the hands of potentially dangerous individuals and institutes the type of background check supported by, talking point, 90% of the country, said Cuomo spokesman Rich Azzopardi. The company's decision was its own to make. These people don't care about Carr Arms, and they don't care about the 80 high-paying and high-skilled labor jobs that you were going to bring. They don't care about that tax base. Is that a stretch for me to say that, Frank? Do they really not care?
You know, if we were manufacturing electric cars, okay, do you think they would have tried to approach us to keep us in the state?
Oh,
they would be bringing you. They would be bringing you millions of dollars in wheelbarrows
and donuts and donuts for the meetings. When we come back, we'll talk more with Frank Harris. Very disturbing, very important conversation to have several months removed. Now that the dust is settled, this is what happens in New York and what's going to happen in Maryland and a number of other states. Colorado, this is going to happen to you. Back after this.
Known as a bad-to-the-bone fighter with a rebel soul and a rock and roll attitude, the Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is destined to be a classic. Designer Ernest Emerson says the Roadhouse is one of his best designs ever. Just like a chopped Harley, it's low-slung and ready to roar. It feels like you've just dropped the clutch and it's ready to jump out of your hand. The Roadhouse from Emerson Knives is a must-have tactical folder. Visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
The Magnum Research Baby Desert Eagle family of handguns. Excellent handgun protection with plenty of firepower. With a crisp double-action, single-action trigger pull. And available in 9mm, 40 Smith & Wesson, and 45 ACP. The Baby Desert Eagle handgun line comes in several barrel lengths. And your pick of steel or polymer frame. All models come with slide-mounted decocking safety, upgraded fixed combat sights, and several models feature tactical rails. Visit MagnumResearch.com or your local dealer today.
Hi everyone, I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America, and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.com. NRAHQ.org.
The Ruger LC380 is the perfect pairing of the award-winning LC9 pistol and the popular 380 auto cartridge. The LC380 is the same size as the LC9, yet offers reduced recoil, making it Ruger's lightest recoiling personal protection pistol yet. It features a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, 7-round magazine and finger grip extension floor plate, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The Ruger LC380, another rugged, reliable firearm from Ruger.
Crossbreed Holsters is proud to offer an addition to our already outstanding belt selection. Introducing the Instructor's Belt. Offering the same quality as our original gun belts and dress belts, the Crossbreed Instructor's Belt offers a clean, buckle-less design intended for a sharp and professional appearance. Sturdy, but not stiff. The Instructor Belt provides even weight distribution of your gun and gear and looks as great out on the town as it does on the range. Crossbreed Holsters, often imitated but never duplicated. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The Super Tuck by Crossbreed Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holster available on the market today. Is it any wonder why it's the most copied design on the planet? Used by law enforcement and civilians around the world, the Super Tuck by Crossbreed is adjustable for ride depth and cant, often imitated but never duplicated. The Super Tuck holster is available for a wide variety of popular carry guns. For more information and to order your Super Tuck, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hey, what's up? This is Sean, a.k.a. Shanto, A-A-R Shanto. You can now check out my new website, which is irfnews.com. irfnews.com. There you can see all the stuff we do here in the studio, also read some of my blogs, and I'm going to have news feeds and everything else you are interested in. So all you got to do is go to irfnews.com. That's irfnews.com. Oh yeah, I think Mark's listening. Remember, irfnews.com.
For more information and to join the conversation, please visit Armed American Radio on Facebook and armedamericanradio.com. And now, from the Crossbreed Holster Studios, here is Mark Walters.
Welcome back. Take a listen to this. People are paying very careful attention, and I like this. Victor Steven Konitsky. Victor, thank you for your comment on Facebook here. Car Arms, welcome to Pike County. Frank Harris, that should make you feel good. They're paying attention.
Oh, yeah, we've had a lot of phone calls and a lot of emails and a lot of happy people about us moving to Pike County.
Yeah, good for you. Good for the people in Pike County. Good for those high-paying, skilled jobs. Good for you and good for the tax base in Pennsylvania in a fairly gun-friendly, very gun-friendly state, a heck of a lot more friendly than New York. Neil McCabe, editor of Guns and Patriots of HumanEvents.com. Welcome back to the show, and you have a question for Frank.
Yeah, Frank, you were talking about your facility in Worcester, Mass. I mean, Worcester is one of the great old industrial cities in Massachusetts. You know, I would think that the state of Massachusetts and the city of Worcester would want you to stay there, given how bad the jobs are in that part of central Mass. Are you finding that Massachusetts is receptive to keeping you? There's a lot of times that the legislators are talking about doing similar things that have been done in Connecticut, New York. Can you just sort of, what's the local intel with your relationship in Massachusetts, and what's the future of the facility in Worcester?
Well, we're not planning to shut anything down or close anything down in Massachusetts or in Minnesota. Our plans are that future expansion will take place in Pennsylvania. We had thought about expanding in Massachusetts, and who knows, we might still we don't know what they're going to do in Massachusetts regarding any new laws. They are considering, I heard, I think it's around 60 new laws that are being considered right now.
60, Frank?
60, 6-0.
Oh, boy.
Which is amazing, because Massachusetts is already
right.
Very, very restrictive. And they are considering a lot more laws. We are working with some of the people in Massachusetts. We've had some of the politicians visit our factory, and they've become pretty interested. I think after we bought the land in Pennsylvania, they seem to have taken a greater interest in visiting our facility to see how many people we employ there and how big we are and how much we're contributing to the economy. It's not just the people that work for us. We have a whole supply chain in Massachusetts of people that do work for us, as I'm sure Smith & Wesson does also. And the politicians in Massachusetts seem to be paying attention. And I got to believe part of it is the fact that, we could move.
I hope you're right about that. Frank, I hope you're right about that. With what we've seen in Colorado, we knew MAGPOL had threatened to pull out. This is a good time to talk with you about this, Neil, because this is, the dust is settled in New York somewhat. Now we're beginning to see the ramifications. Frank, do you expect anything else to come out of New York? Anybody else that you're talking to that you might be able to say anything about?
No, there's rumors. I mean, there was an article in a paper in Nashville, I think it was about a month ago, that some folks from Remington were looking around.
Right. Yeah, I had seen that as well.
But that was never verified by Remington, and I've done interviews with the New York Times and the Wall Street Journal, and they haven't been able to get any confirmation from Remington.
Well, I think, one of the lessons of the SAFE Act, and Raquel Oquier, who writes for Guns and Patriots, has written about 10 articles about what's going on in New York and the sort of the rebellion against the SAFE Act on Long Island and upstate New York, is that a lot of supporters of gun rights assume that Republicans will protect them. and that's not always the case. And what we saw in New York is that the Republican leadership actually worked hand in glove with Cuomo to get the SAFE Act passed. Yeah. And so, I just want to make that point that there are people listening who just assume that because they might have a Republican governor or a Republican legislator, that they're going to be okay. That's not always the case.
No, and this happened in Connecticut as well. And what you've got is people playing politics. If it's a Republican and a Democrat stronghold, you run the risk. You're absolutely correct about that. Frank, let's switch gears here for 1 second. Let's find out a little bit about some of your new products and all that fun stuff you've got coming out. I'm carrying a Carr CW9 right now in a crossbreed Super Tuck. I love this gun. It goes with me virtually everywhere. What's new on the crossbreed or on the Carr front?
Well, we've had a really interesting year because we introduced a couple of new products at the beginning of the year. One was our CW380, which is our small 380. We have a P380, which is our premium product. We introduced a lower cost version of the P380 and a CW380 model. that retails for around $417. And because of we introduced it at the SHOT Show, and we were going to launch it in the late spring, early summer, but because of the demand on all our other products, we decided to delay the shipping. So that's still a new product for us that we're planning to ship in the next month or so. And we have a lot of back orders on that item and a lot of anticipation. Since we started in the concealed carry market in 94, we were by ourselves for many years, but in the last few years, it's become very competitive. So we've come out with a line of CM and CWs, like you mentioned, you have the CW9, and those are just doing fantastic for us, and we just cannot keep up with the demand on those, and we're surprised ourselves at how the sales have been so strong. So our CW380 is going to be shipping soon. Our CM45 will be shipping, which is a lower-cost version of the PM45. And we have some other things that I can't really talk about right now because we're going to introduce them at our at a show in about a month. And then, of course, for the consumer market, we'll launch everything at SHOT Show in
January. Business is good, is what you're saying.
Yeah, business is very good, and we have a lot of new products that we're working on in the background constantly. That's one thing about our company is you know, besides car arms, the concealed carry market, we own auto ordnance, which is historical firearms, and then we own Magnum Research, which makes a Desert Eagle and the baby Desert Eagle, and some other products, and we just have a variety of products, and we just got so many ideas and so many different products over the next 2 or 3 years that we're going to be rolling out, and some will probably be made in Pennsylvania, and so we're pretty excited about all the different projects we have and all the different new products, and just the growth of our company has been absolutely phenomenal. And we're very excited about Pennsylvania. We have some big plans for that property, 620 acres.
Oh, it's fantastic. Frank, unfortunately, we've come to the end of the hour. See how fast it goes when we're having such a great time? Ladies and gentlemen, that was Frank Harris, Vice President Sales and Marketing at Car Arms. That's K-A-H-R. Check out the products he was referring to at K-A-H-R.com, car.com, and take a look at that line of guns. I'm carrying one right now. They're dynamite. I'm Mark Walters. This is Armed American Radio. We'll be back with Neil McCabe from Guns and Patriots. We'll also have David Kodria here. Rob Pincus will be calling in to talk some Starbucks. And we'll have the Mad Ogre. Remember, I tell you every week, carry on, carry often, and carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Facebook.com/Armed American Radio. You got 2 minutes.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org. Here I come again now, baby.
Trinity. If credit card debt has you down, nonprofit Trinity Debt Management can help. Trinity will consolidate your bills into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, stop collections calls, wipe out late fees, and drastically reduce your interest. You'll pay thousands less than you originally owed. It's not a loan. It's a way to become debt-free and improve your credit score. So call the Trinity Debt Relief Hotline at 1-800-936-5496. They'll explain their proven program to you with no pressure, just practical solutions and hope for tomorrow. Are you ready to pay off your credit cards in less time for less money? Then call for a free no-obligation debt analysis and become debt-free for keeps. If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496. That's 1-800-936-5496. Call now. Or visit MyDebtHasMeDown.com.
Trinity.
1-800-936-5496.
Folks, you paid a king's ransom to send your kids to the finest colleges. Now they've graduated, and guess what? They can't find a job. You've already invested in their education. Now invest in their careers. Start a business that your adult children can run and flourish in. Hugh Hewitt here. Give your children the break in life they really need using money you already have. Just call my friend Steve Cooper at ersop.com, the Entrepreneur Rollover Stock Ownership Plan.
Thanks, Hugh. We've helped countless people use their retirement money to invest in businesses for themselves and their family. It only takes a couple of weeks to finance, and it's totally legal.
Trust ersop.com to help you start a small, profitable business that could give your adult children a head start. Turn your family's fortunes around using your own money legally with no debt or payments. Call 866-MY-ERSOP. That's 866-MY-ERSOP. Call 866-MY-ERSOP. That's 866-MY-ERSOP. 866-MY-ERSOP.